your time and...
Okay.
Pick her up when you're ready. We're clear on her right.
All right. Let's roll this up here just a little. You said 23 works for you, so I'll try 23.
I'll trim it back just a little. There you go. You have the controls.
I have the controls.
About 1440 on EGT, so we're good to go.
Oh, copy number 3. Almost ready. Did you like that clip? I'm going to show you that entire clip here in just a minute. Taking out 2018 Flight Instructor of the Year, Taz Christman in the Enstrom for his first flight. And I got a coffee cup here, kind of in honor of Taz. It was a fun flight taking him out in the Enstrom. And considering what Taz does for a living and everything he's accomplished in his career, this is for Taz. The force is strong with this one. You can also say use the force, Luke, because we use that commonly when learning to fly helicopters. So, cup of copy number 3, cup of copy. That's my goal, is to be up and running with the daily video. I'm going to show you that video in entirety. So just know that Taz is a CFI in airplanes, helicopters, flown for the military, flies unmanned aircraft. The guy has done everything in his lifetime. But this is his first flight in an Enstrom helicopter. So I'm gonna roll that video for you here in just a second. Hang around to the end, because I'm gonna tell you how we can send you a free copy of our number one bestseller that I wrote with Taz Christman. Top 10 check ride tips. Taz went out and polled examiners in his area to find out what's working now, what are the problems now, what's going on in the industry. So hang around, talk to the video. Again, little opener. This is Taz's first flight in an Enstrom helicopter. So let's go check it out, and make sure you hang around to get the book. I have a 30-year discount code too. See you in a minute.
You have the controls.
I have the controls.
About 1440 on EGT, so we're good to go there.
All right.
Clear on the right.
Clear on the right, here we go.
All right, so why don't you do a hover taxi here?
Okay.
And while we're hover taxiing, we did, so this is your Enstrom introduction.
Uh-huh.
How's it feel in a hover and a hover taxi compared to the Schweitzer?
Oh, she's very stable. Yeah, this is nice.
As far as the
throttle and everything, like, so in the Schweitzer, I can get it pretty close to where I don't have to, you know, the correlator does most of it. And this thing, I'm not even, barely even having to worry about the throttle. I get it all trimmed up. She's hanging in there.
That does make it nice.
It does, yeah.
It's set up really well. 1, 2, 3.
I just like how stable it is. I mean, it's the controls are firm, so I don't want to sound like it's a bad thing. It's a good thing that how firm they are.
They are, because if you just fly it the way it's intended to be flown, it only takes small, tiny movements and.
Yep.
So just those small adjustments, and I always say it almost flies itself.
It does.
You're giving it hints of what you want it to do.
Yep.
That's all it needs, is hints. Like every other aircraft, if you try to manhandle it.
Yep. I see that with guys that are coming from the Robinsons going into the Schweitzer. They're so used to, you know, with that T-bar thing, putting a lot of control. I don't want to say a lot, but it's a different feel. And then they get in the Schweitzer, and it's a nice, easy feeling, and this is even better. Need to get one of these out in Vegas.
We do, so I can come out and fly it.
Absolutely.
Well, I got an idea. I was telling you about the 30 and 30 make 60 in an Enstrom.
Uh-huh.
So, whenever you're ready, let's go out to the runway and let's try that.
Okay.
And we're gonna be hovering right about 30 inches.
Yeah.
And we'll do the takeoff, and I want you to stay low to the ground and not pull any manifold pressure.
Okay.
Keep it at 30. Keep increasing slowly until you get 30 on your airspeed, and then just let the aircraft start to climb up.
Okay.
And let's see if it will give us 60 in a 500 feet per minute climb, which I believe it will.
All right. Flip of traffic, helicopter 5, Niner Foxtrot, Sierra is departing runway 10. Columbus.
So 30 and 30 makes 60.
All right. So Alright, so we're holding about 32, it looks like, on the manifold to hold level flight. We'll just ease it forward.
Yep, don't pull any, just
keeping that right there.
Painfully slow.
There's some ETO. She's starting to go. I'm not touching the collective at all.
There you go, there's
40. Yep. So let's go ahead and we'll start climbing a little bit. Yeah, that's pretty good. There's about, let's see, almost 60. There's 60. Holding that. Yeah, about 500. There's 500.
There you go. Ever from hover to 60 and 500 feet climb without ever changing the manifold pressure.
Yeah, I didn't really change anything at all. That's nice.
Okay, hope you enjoyed that. That gives you an idea of how easy someone can transition to the Enstrom. What a great aircraft. And I got to mention again, the force is strong with this one. Taz, the guy can do anything. Absolutely incredible. And a cool human being with no chip on his shoulder. One of the nicest down-to-earth guys you'll ever meet. So go down below, there's a link to get top 10 check ride tips. We still have signed copies right now. These will run out. The book will still be available. But we bought a big pile of these, and Taz and I signed them in the front. We bought the books. We'll ship them to you for just shipping and handling. So go down below to grab your copy. We have, I am Kenny Keller, creator of Helicopter Online Ground School. We have private commercial instrument CFI courses, all monthly and yearly options. Then we have a big professional pilot package. So I made a special code in honor of Taz that's called TAZ20 for Taz20. You enter that in the coupon box for the big professional pilot package during checkout and you'll get 20% off that big professional pilot package. A couple hundred dollars worth of savings there. So I highly recommend you checking that out. Put your comments down below about the transitioning aircraft. Anything you'd like to talk about, Taz has time in both Robinsons and Schweitzers. So experience CFI, out teaching in the world, in Robinson and Schweitzer, his first flight going out in Enstrom. He was pretty excited. He said he believes it's his new favorite helicopter. So subscribe to the channel for us, click the bell so you'll be notified of the daily video, and we will see you tomorrow.